Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission. Welcome to Day 8 of Jonah. Today's title is A Unique Place to Pray. R.A. Torrey said, "Pray for great things. Expect great things. Work for great things. But above all, pray." Mother Teresa said, "Prayer enlarges the heart until it is capable of containing God's gift of Himself." Our text today is Jonah 2, verse 1. It reads, "Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from inside the fish." The belly of a fish might just be the strangest place of prayer in all of Scripture. Jonah's prayer describes a shift from running from God to running to God. Today, as we study Jonah's words, may his prayer from the depths of the sea guide us into a deeper prayer life with our Savior. Trent Butler, in the Holman Old Testament Commentary, gives two application statements followed by some very insightful commentary on Jonah 2:1. However desperate a person's situation, God listens to prayer and can bring deliverance. God listens to prayer from any location and out of any kind of distress. As usual, the narrator of Jonah's story surprises us. Jonah prays. What the sailors could not make the sleepy prophet do in chapter 1, the fish accomplishes in chapter 2. The Hebrew term for prayed, yithpelel, often refers to intercessory prayer for someone else, as seen in Numbers 11:2 and 1 Samuel 7:5. It is also a word for conversation and petition to God, as seen in 2 Kings 19:20 and Jeremiah 29:12. In Jonah's case, it became a totally unexpected time of prayer, a prayer of thanksgiving, looking back on God's act of salvation. Jonah described what happened when the fish snatched him from the water. He interpreted that as an act of divine deliverance. The prayer is directed to the Lord, his God. Suddenly, Jonah was fleeing no more from God's presence. He was seeking God's presence in prayer and claiming God once more as his Lord. The fish converted the rebellious prophet into a prophet of prayer and thanksgiving. If you doubt whether God hears the prayers of a broken backslider, just ask Jonah. Jonah shows us that prayers of desperation often have a life-changing impact. When we have nowhere to look but up, somehow our souls become laser-focused on God. Jonah, in utter darkness, calls out for the light of his Lord. When everything else has been taken away from him, Jonah returns to the presence of his God. You will find this familiar theme of desperation in the following scriptures. Psalm 31:13-16. "For I hear the whispering of many, terror on every side, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from my persecutors. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your steadfast love." Psalm 107:6. "Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress." Psalm 119:25. "My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word." God works through desperate prayers to deepen our confidence in him. Notice the following prayer in Psalm 121, verses 1-8. "I lift my eyes up to the hills. From where does my hope come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Hopefully, our study of Jonah's prayer over the next week will challenge you to a deeper dependence on God. Regardless of the situations you face, may you always approach God as an eager child longing to speak to our Father. Consider these questions. Where is your normal place of prayer? How would you describe your current prayer life? When was the last time you cried out to the Lord in desperation? Describe what happened as a result of that prayer time. While desperate prayers deepen our faith, you don't have to get to a place of desperation before you trust fully in God. How can you stay completely dependent on God through good times and bad? Join me in prayer now. Lord, thank you so much that you hear our prayers. Teach us how to seek you, even in our desperate times, even when we feel most vulnerable. And also teach us how to seek you in the good times, so that we can remain close to you. Lord, thank you. In Christ's name, amen.